time for communion. This morning, reading from Corinthians 11, 23 through 26. For I've received of the Lord that which also I delivered unto you, that the Lord Jesus, the same night in which he was betrayed, took bread. And when he'd given thanks, he brake it and said, Take, eat, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. After the same manner also he took the cup, when he had supped, saying, This cup is the New Testament of my blood. Do this as oft as ye drink it in remembrance of me. For as often as ye eat this bread and drink this cup, ye do show the Lord's death until he come. In 1 Corinthians 11, 27, Therefore, whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking from the cup. For he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. That is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. For if we would judge ourselves, we should not be judged. Amen. When we are judged by the Lord, we are being disciplined so that we will not be condemned with the world. Let's take a few moments and let's heed this precaution. Let's examine ourselves and let's ask God to forgive us of anything where we have transgressed against him. Let's just take a quiet moment. Examine yourselves, not somebody else, okay? If during this time you thought of someone with what that you know have ought against you, put it in your hearts that the first time you see them after this service that you'll get right with them too. Just make a little promise to Jesus that if there's anything wrong between husband and wife or between friends, that you'll get it right. Okay, let's pray with that in mind. We do not presume to come to this thy table, O merciful Lord, trusting in our own righteousness, but in thy manifold and great mercies. We are not worthy so much as to gather up the crumbs under thy table, but thou art the same Lord whose property is always to have mercy. Grant us, therefore, gracious Lord, so to eat the flesh of thy dear Son, Jesus Christ, and to drink his blood, that our sinful bodies may be made clean by his body, and our souls washed through his most precious blood, and that we may evermore dwell in him, and him in us. If you'll hold up the wafer. Thank you, Lord, for letting your body be broken, bruised, for our healing. Thank you for offering yourself up in our behalf. Yes. Let's partake together. And now, holding up the cups together. Jesus, you shed your blood to wash away our sins, and now we give thanks for this provision, and we bless the cup as we partake of your grace, as your blood washes us white as snow. Let's partake together.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, our precious Father, for your provision of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for your life lived selflessly, for your faithful obedience, and for your enduring the humiliation, the pain, and the suffering for our sins. Ushers, if you would wait just for a moment, we're praying. Thank you for the mystery of communion of which we just partook. Thank you for the spiritual food that you provided for us. Thank you for creating the body of Christ, the church. Thank you for providing a way for our relationships to be restored with you and with one another. Yes. Help us to now continue to live in grace and love that we, as members of Grace Christian Center, might further your kingdom. Amen. Amen.